foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, hello.
I'm Karen Anderson, hi.
Hi Doug. Karen, and this is Dining with
D
and K.
Dining with D and K.
Yay. It's Monday, April 29th, and we are at Good Luck Bar in Los Angeles because it is going to close
after.
By the time you hear this, this
it will be
hallowed alcohol institution. They don't have food, so you're not going to hear any chewing on this episode unless Karen gets aggressive with some ice. But the place is packed because it's closing soon and people are coming in and essentially having their last drinks at this venerable watering hole.
Oh, I love
it. If I could say words like that.
I didn't know you could and you did.
I did it. I pulled it out. We're doing a live remote that's not live.
Well,
but it is remote.
It's live to us because this is really happening.
We're on Hillhurst in, I guess we call this Silver Lake, this spot?
Hillhurst and Virgil.
Oh, we're calling it Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
Okay. That's fair. And this building's going to be turned into a...
I'm bummed, actually. It's really
cool.
We'll
take lots of pictures of it for our Instagram.
It reminds
so you can
me
go
very,
and look at it.
It reminds me a bit of San Francisco in here. I don't know why.
It does. I like it. And it's also, it's got aspects of tiki. It's got the no windows to the outside aspect that is so popular with tiki culture. It's got kind of wacky music playing.
It's got a bar menu.
But a very Asian, like, it's really always odd to me that they don't, that it's not a Chinese food place.
Right.
Like that they don't have any food at all.
Nothing. Not even like a peanut.
You're food out of luck if you come in here.
Not even...
looking to eat something.
You have to get like a cherry or a Bloody Mary or something to get maybe some fruit in
there. Oh, yeah. Maybe get one of those cherries from the bar.
You could trick yourself into eating here.
Maybe they have olives.
Yeah, I bet they do have olives.
All right. So I take it back. You can't eat here. You just got to know what you're doing.
And I wish that I brought my beef jerky.
Karen's got beef jerky in the car that she keeps telling me about.
I made it.
I'm so excited for it, but it's out in the car.
I wish I could get it so bad.
Let's bring our friend Sharon Everett into the conversation. She recently found out that she's a winner of her short film, Brentwood, won Best Short Film at the IFS Independent Filmmaker, what was the word I came up with before?
It's a Showcase Festival.
Showcase Festival here in Los Angeles.
Hello.
On May 19th. And for the same short film, I won Best Supporting Actor.
Yes.
Who's the best supporting actress in a short film this year, according to IFS? Cate Blanchett. Who? You heard me, Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett?
That's right. You heard.
Some say Blanchett, I guess, but
Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett.
Now that she
Kate
and I are peers, I think I could say Blanchett.
You're pretty much equals.
Like
a lot of times when Cate Blanchett is cooking, they say, Hey Cate, could you blanch these potatoes for me? Or just blanch it. It's fine.
If I ever run across her, if I ever meet her, I've definitely got something to talk with her about. That we both won the same award.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the same year.
What, am I not doing it right? No, I was touching. Karen's touching the microphone and
that
it's
reminds
making me.
Me
upset.
That reminds me, Doug.
I feel like people don't believe this is true, what I'm saying.
I do have a question.
That I would win an award that Cate Blanchett also won.
So next year, would you introduce the supporting actress and she would introduce the supporting actor?
I don't think... I haven't even gotten invited to this year's ceremony officially, so I don't know how far through they think these things.
I think that'd be good.
But the scuttlebutt is that I can attend if I wanted to, but I've got a gig that
Wait,
night, I'm afraid.
Did you say scuttlebutt?
I did say scuttlebutt.
All right.
Because I did. Somebody's butt scuttled the information.
Well, we bum rush this place.
We did. We had heard that they'd open at 8 o'clock, which I thought was ridiculous because they can make so much money this week from all the people that want to come in and just have one last drunk sesh. And so we got here at 7:30 and they were already open.
Turns out that the regulars here next to us says it opens at 7 most nights.
Most nights at 7. That sounds like more of a right time for a bar to open than 8 o'clock.
I think a bar should open at 4.
Well, I think these guys open at 7 all these years because they, you know, just skip the whole happy hour concept. Like, just come in at 7 and start having expensive drinks.
I mean, this is a bar bar.
Yeah,
this
it's a bar bar
no,
bar.
Not a drop of food. Solid bar.
Yeah.
Legit.
The other thing is that I bet you they open up at 7 so the regulars can come in here and enjoy themselves, and then the looky-loos come in later.
More of a crowd comes in around 8 or 9. But this is all speculation because we don't really come here that frequently. We don't know anybody that does. We don't know anybody that works here, although one of the bartenders was recognized me.
We're irregulars.
How many times have you been here, Sharon, this bar?
I've been here less than 10 times.
Because there's a tiki bar down the street.
Well, and what I was telling you earlier is most of the time if I'm in this neighborhood is to go to the tea down the street.
Yeah,
and
the
tea. And if the tea is closed, which it often is, this was the best place to go. And now...
But it's not, they're not open much.
They're open whenever they feel like it, you know, which is awesome.
Do you think they'll be open tonight?
They're not open tonight.
For sure?
Yeah. Definitely
right.
not.
I'd like to go back there again sometime. I went there once. But I've been to this place a few times. Kind of a... Not really a story, but it's cute that one time I came here to drink with Derek Waters, who, of course, went on to make the Drunk History TV show. So it's kind of fun that I had drinks with him here one time. And, yeah, I don't really have that much... association with it. It's right around the corner from the Vista Theater, which is an awesome single screen old fashioned movie theater here in LA, where the owner sometimes stands out in front of the place in costumes based on the movies
what?
They're showing. Yeah, like if they're showing like Interstellar, he'll be out there like in an astronaut costume waving at people.
He didn't go as TARS?
As what?
He didn't go as TARS or Case what? Even?
What? I don't even understand what you're saying.
They're just characters in the movie.
In the movie Interstellar?
Yeah, they're robots, yo.
Oh.
I was just picturing a guy wearing like a rectangle and flying around.
You know, he might do that.
Flailing rectangles around, which is what TARS and Case look like.
I'm trying to think of what would even be playing there right now. What's the big movie?
Avengers.
Oh, it's probably Avengers. So yeah, he's probably out there in a Thor costume.
This bar...
Which, if you've seen the new Avengers, it's easier to pull off a Thor costume than it has ever been. I won't say why.
Don't say.
Karen knows why.
Don't say.
I'm not going to say why.
But what were you going to say, Sharon?
I was going to talk a second about this bar so you can take a drink of your beverage. But the bar is, like you were saying, a totally windowless in that tiki vein, but it's a very kitschy bar. It's very, like, 70s kind of... I hate this word, but oriental. That's like a word that old codgers use when they're like, oh, we had oriental food or whatever. And it's a little weird, but it has solid lighting because everything is so red and warm and delightful in here. And it has kind of a low ceiling with all this like amazing detail in it. And the whole bar is kind of a little hut that you can walk up to. It has all kinds of vibes in here. And the wallpaper, I mean, come on.
It has it feels like it's textured wallpaper.
Velvet on textured wallpaper.
And it says Lucky on it.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
Yeah, it says Lucky, happiness, longevity.
This place is gonna get Lucky. This place is gonna get pilfered. People are going to, like, be ripping lanterns out of the walls and shit.
Oh, yeah. This is like, you know what this is like when they took down the Holy City Zoo a little bit? Everybody took a piece of it.
Yeah, in San Francisco. Well, I'm not intending to take a piece of this tonight. I'm just taking it all in with my eyes for one last time.
You only take with you what you leave behind.
I don't think I've heard that one. We got the lead singer from Spin Doctors is here over at the adjacent bar. Lots of celebrities. The Doodle Monday Night Doodle Club is here. They were very kind enough to let us sit with them. This bar is used to these folks coming in every Monday, so they gave them a reserved table tonight for the last Monday that this place will be open.
The final.
Want me to go ask them some questions?
Final Doodle Club.
Do you guys talk about what you're drinking when you go to a drinking establishment?
Yeah, well, when a place has, like, fun... Like, this place has some fun beverages, but we didn't get any of them. We're just drinking...
You went with boring bev.
Vodka soda.
Off-the-shelf product.
Yeah, I mean, I heard from, the scuttlebutt is that this place isn't really, like, their tiki cocktails aren't really... They don't really take any pride in them.
I mean... Listen, this place is very busy right now. They don't have a lot of time to dwell on individual beverages.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think you got to call your own drink tonight.
Well, that's what I did.
They are floating around a menu on Xerox paper because they probably don't want everyone to steal any more of their actual menus or whatever.
Oh, good one, Sharon.
The pilfering is coming. The pilfering. The great thieving is on the way.
I think I'm going to take that vase.
Yeah, that shouldn't be noticeable.
It's going to be pretty bulky, but I think I could do it. I think I can get it under my coat.
I think you could get in it, and we could carry you out in it.
Yes. Say, and I'll tell them I want my ashes to be put in that when I'm gone.
Where do you want your ashes to go? Like,
I want to have extra chunky ashes. I don't want them to do a good job.
That's a first.
Yeah, and just fill a really big vase, like a giant vase.
You want some chunky ashes.
Full of my chunky ashes, like almost like body parts.
Do you want them to stay?
But you got
to
get all the parts small enough to fit in that vase.
Do you want them poured out somewhere?
No, I want the entire vase just dropped from the side of a building. Preferably the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower at Disney's California Adventure.
Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Well, it's what you like to call it if you're from the past. But
okay.
But this is an exciting night, you guys. The Doodle Club, Monday Night Doodle Club's taking a photo together.
They're the coolest, too, I think.
They are the coolest people here. They're really...
Yeah,
They're diverse. There's one of each.
I think this is a loss to the area to not have this, like, pretty sweet-ass watering hole anymore. Like,
does anybody know what they're making it into?
It's going to be like a hotel or something, but that'll probably have a bar on this floor, on the ground
floor. They'll probably take, like, one of these lamps, and they'll be like, here was the good luck bar.
I wonder if they will model it after this, though.
I mean, it would never be as cool.
No, but it might be. They might redo it in a cool way. You never know. So you could still come here.
Nah.
What am I saying?
So this is going to be sort of a short episode just because we, you know, mostly just wanted to record something for this week. I'm out of town until the day before you'll hear this. And, right?
I don't know. I'm not good at that stuff.
What was that last one we did?
The last one, the one that they'll hear next?
No, we went to Key Spaca.
Yeah, you'll hear that.
Yeah, Key Spaca will be, they'll hear that
before.
A couple nights from now. And then the following week, they'll hear this.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't get back to town until the afternoon of the 8th, and we want to put out a show every Wednesday night at midnight.
I see this term that people say, it's a Doug Loves Movies mini. You know, a mini. You know, can we call this a shorty?
We could call it a shorty. We could call it a mini. We could call it a TV dinner.
Oh, I like a TV dinner.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
We should
go to a commercial break and We'll come back to Good Luck Bar. It's closing. It's closed by the time you hear this, so don't even think about coming down. But we just wanted to do a shorty.
Do a shorty.
We're doing a shorty. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. I'm Doug. That's Karen. We're at Good Luck Fuck Bar.
Why?
I'm drunk and it's closing. I had 17 drinks during that commercial break. So I'm going to be out of hand now. It is kind of, it's the kind of loud bar where you feel like you really can, like, yell at, like, you can play the penis game and not offend anybody.
Right.
Because nobody can hear, no matter how long you're yelling, how loud you're yelling penis. Nobody can hear it.
Everybody's really kind of cool here, I've noticed.
It's a really cool crowd.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a very, very nice. They're looking at the reserve signs.
They're seeing
like,
the reserve signs going, how come we can't?
Why are sitting there now?
Why do they get reserved?
That's not
fair.
Well, because
we're part of the goddamn doodle club. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we get special.
We've lost Sharon, by the way.
Sharon's
gone.
A member of the doodle club now. She's over there going crazy doodling.
Nice. Look
but,
at that.
But Karen, we'll talk to her and all the other doodlers in a minute. Before we do that, let's talk about how great you are reading the commercials.
Oh, my God. I want to apologize to everyone who listens to this show.
Your ad reads are spectacular.
God, I'm sorry. I just can't read. I don't know. So the last one that I did, I think it'll be for maybe the last show. I don't know. Whatever one the last one was that I did, it's probably better because I really took my time and studied it like an actor would.
Well, I'll do the ones for this show.
Thank God.
Relieve people their misery.
I mean,
but
I sound like
it sounds like you're getting better at it.
I like go party. I mean, I sound just stupid.
Oh, well, now I gotta listen to it. I was just assuming that you didn't.
Oh no, like
sound
let's say,
great.
Let's say it's for a pair of shoes. I wear shoes. You wear shoes.
I love this. Is a great approach.
25% off.
That sounds like a great ad.
Say DK.
Do you only want 3/4 of your 2 shoes? Because we're taking 1/4 off.
So anyway, I promise to do better, okay, everybody?
Okay. Karen's going to do better. Sharon's over there doodling.
Yeah, she's a doodler.
I am anxious to get another drink. It's one of those things where you got to go to the bar. But it's quite a night here at Good Luck.
Hey,
I'm
Doug.
Happy that we did this. Go to douglovesmovies.com for all my dates. Leonard Maltin Fest is coming up this weekend.
Ooh, where's that?
Maltin Fest here in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater. Tickets might still be available. We're doing a Doug Loves Movies there. And I'm doing my annual Doug Loves Movies on Mother's Day at the Comedy Works in Denver.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did a Mother's Day.
Every year for a few years now.
I'm going to go to Keys Baca the night before Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
With my mom.
The Doodle Club draws some really provocative shit.
See, they have a good name, the Doodle Club.
You know what? They're not called that. I've just been saying that.
No, that's I told you that's what they're called. They're called the
Doodle.
No, it
says Monday Night Doodle on the thing.
The Monday Night Doodlers.
It says Monday Night Doodle, but
Doodle
okay.
Club.
No, it just says Monday Night Doodle. I'm looking right at it.
I know, but they told me.
But here's the thing, Karen. You're going to get to the bottom of this Doodle Club. My first question I want you to ask them when you interview them is where are they going to take Doodle Club?
That was my first question in my mind.
Okay, perfect.
We're really
you
thinking
got this.
Together. But I want
so,
to ask you one thing.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, you know how like Karen's podcast, My Favorite Murder?
Uh-huh.
They have murderinos for their fan club.
Oh, I don't want to come up with a name for that.
Snackerinos? I mean, can't we do something?
I don't like it. I don't like labeling the people. But I guess I just did by calling them the people. All right. So I'm going to do the sign-off, the traditional sign-off, but then stick around for Karen interviewing the Doodle Club. Who knows where that'll go. And, you know, like, make sure you, like, get all their names and stuff.
We'll get
pictures of it.
Do.
No, you go do it. I'm excited about you doing an interview without my participation. And you can get Sharon to help you, too, because you guys have 2 mics.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
All right, here we go. We're going to, cut and then do it. So I'll just say, bon appetit. Motherfuckers!
Oh,
it's
wow.
So noisy in here, I thought I could get away with that.
This is the official Good Luck Bar Doodle Monday. Say your name for me.
My name's...
You'll be the spokesperson. I am the best at public speaking.
You sat on my cord! You sat on my cord!
All right. What is your name?
My name is Hope Wright.
You are the head...
Are you the
We're
captain?
The official... No, I'm just the... I'm the best
You're
person
the
to talk.
Person.
I'm the best talker of the group. Everyone else is a weird, awkward doodler.
She's the spokesperson.
No one else bothered to talk, so I was the first one.
What's
We're
going on
We're the Monday
here?
Night are... Doodle Club of Good Luck Bar.
There's five of them at a table seated with a plethora of alcoholic beverages, and they have pen and paper... And they are drawing both beautiful things and very, like, kind of erotica. And I would describe it
as... Did you notice how Sharon just jumped right in and joined you guys, by the way?
It's only erotica.
I drew feet.
You drew that?
She's totally already in the group. She's like a fast
learner. I wanted to fit in. I wanted them to like me. And so I drew a creature farting. Because I thought it would be
a very highbrow crowd.
They're the highest
question. Where are you going to take the Doodle Club?
There's been talks of maybe home. I don't know where we're going to go.
Ralph's.
Ralph's is good.
Gelson's has a pretty tight scene of
Lassen's is pretty good.
There's the guest house, restaurant, coffee shop.
Where do most of you live?
In the neighborhood.
What about what's another good place to go? What's your name right here?
My name's Sarah.
Sarah, how long have you been a member of the Doodle Club?
Since inception.
I guess so.
Wait,
yeah.
When was inception? What was the year of founding?
Yes.
It was this year. When?
Oh, this is a young club. Young club.
When?
This year.
No, it was
this
January
year.
Because it was before I got my car.
This is before Hope got her car.
This is before Hope
got her car. So
it's when the founding of the Doodle
Hope,
Club.
What kind of car did you get?
A Fiat 500X with leather interior.
Yeah.
Wow. Vehicle.
It was a fleet vehicle. It was cheap.
Did you take everybody here for a ride in your car?
Daniel just found out I got a new car today.
Should I post some of the... I'll give you some of these pictures of these things so they can see
great.
Erotica. Karen, would you like to doodle?
I mean, if you're going to be here, we got a reserved sign. Like, you should partake.
My God. You
Karen,
guys.
Why don't you doodle and I'll tell the people at home what you're drawing.
So exquisite. Exquisite Corpse is a game in which one person draws the head of a body at the top of the paper, another person draws the torso, and the third person draws the legs.
Folded into thirds,
but
so
none of you are allowed to see what
drawing.
The other person draws. Yeah, you can only draw
Karen
a head.
Karen is going to draw a head right now, and she's working on it. Well, she hasn't drawn a damn thing. She's just kind of waving the pen around. Now she's drawn kind of a half circle with little circles in it. Some really sketchy hair.
Looks really erotic.
This is, do you have children? This is similar to, she's cackling.
I can't draw.
She's cackling and saying she can't draw.
An erotic picture.
All right, so there's
good.
A semblance of a face here. And then now she's... That
whoever
took like
you
10
want.
Seconds.
You want.
Trolf is going to draw the torso here.
Okay. All right. Oh. I'll let.
She
Sharon
didn't
can
leave
draw
a neck
my
line.
Neck. Doug, I'm drawing.
Just let me quickly say for the listeners that Karen hasn't had any alcohol.
Doug, it's your turn to draw. Have you noticed a lot of people say drawing?
I'm draw. It's all. I come from the Texas, so everyone's got a weird accent.
Drawer.
I've heard many words for different things.
But what do they say for the word? What do they say for drawer?
Drawer. But it's like with a bigger, like a drawn
it's
out.
It's more.
A.
You know it when you hear it.
It's in that drawer over there.
What about a mural?
No,
Bureau.
How would you say bureau?
You have a mic.
We have a mic.
A bureau.
Steven and I will share one.
Let's watch these beers.
The word bureau. Or would you say bureau or a dresser?
I say dresser.
What's the difference, do you think?
A bureau is something that has jewelry on top. No, I think a bureau is a man's dresser. No.
What about the FBI? Does that mean that you have...
Is it?
What about the FBI? That's a bureau.
Yeah, that's true. The FBI bureau. Is bureau of the FBI.
Yeah.
What about Yanny and Laurel?
What? Yanny and Laurel? Oh, yeah, the dress? Or is that what that was?
Talking about a bureau and a dresser. Never mind.
Oh, she's going off in her...
I'm really high. I don't know why somebody led me in charge of this talk.
I think it's perfect.
Leading it elsewhere.
What's that?
Did you give up on your... No, she finished it and Trolf has it now.
I moved it over. And then you have a Virgil Normal shirt on. What's that?
Well, we keep it local. Virgil Normal is a great store for very hip clothing in Virgil Village.
I have a question, real one. So you look so familiar to me, by the way. You know who you look like is Jenny Molin's sister-in-law, doesn't she?
Sarah's famous because she's on the bottom of a skateboard as a goth girl at lunchtime with a... dark crystal lunchbox.
Sweet.
There's a famous internet photo of her. You can find it if you Google it. Goth girl
skateboard,
dark crystal lunchbox. Yeah,
I like
Sarah's
that.
On the bottom of it.
So are you artists by trade? Or
yes, not visual artists, but everybody does stuff. I guess Trelf is, aren't you Trelf? Yeah, I don't know.
Give me the lowdown on everybody.
Daniel is a retired professional skateboarder.
Wow.
His name's Daniel Shimizu. He's got a line of Nike shoes.
Is he famous for going down the steepest hill in L.A.?
No.
Oh.
But,
weirdly enough, him and Nuge did a graphic together. Have you seen that graphic that was like super racist called The Gooks of Hazzard?
Maybe we should cut Steven off right there.
They loved it, but it's because they get conflated so often. Daniel is Japanese. Nuge is not Vietnamese. So they don't look alike, but
yeah.
We're all racist people in L.A. So
No, I don't know.
So
I
they just, made fun of themselves.
I'm just excited that I know one skateboarder. I got to take my
picture
with
them.
Well,
all three of them are skateboarders.
Oh, really? Oh.
Trolf works on an Adult Swim show. What is it called? Plug yourself.
It's called Take Town.
What?
Sundays at midnight on Adult Swim.
And then Sarah works for artists.
I run a gallery in Echo Park.
Nice.
And then Steven and I, what do we, Steven works at the skate shop.
Goddamn right. Kingswell Skate Shop in Los Feliz. You want tattoos? We got tattoos. You want sneakers?
Sneakers.
I got sneakers.
Fanny packs? They have fanny packs.
You name it.
Do you have pants?
The what?
Pants.
Yeah, I got pants.
Everybody needs them.
Come on now.
I think they might even have
Well, all right, what do you think? You covered it?
Do you guys edit this?
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Dog and Mommy.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.